This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Oscar Munoz, the CEO of United Airlines, United Continental Holdings more accurately, is scheduled to get back to work full-time on Monday, that after a heart transplant at the beginning of the year. Capitalism knows no sympathy, though, and Munoz already has his hands full. United has been struggling since its merger with Continental, and now big-name investors and a former Continental CEO are calling for a shakeup. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has more now on a good old-fashioned proxy fight.
United has a lot of things that should be going for it. Strong hubs in Chicago and San Fran, good position in the Pacific. But they have underperformed in terms of stock price for the past 5 years.
You know, if you're in a horse race and you're in fourth place, you're not winning.
That's Gordon Bethune, former CEO of Continental, speaking to CNBC.
United has the best employees, the best fleet, and the best route system. How come they're in fourth or fifth place?
All this underperforming has several investors very annoyed, specifically two hedge funds, Altimeter and PAR.
They paint themselves as long-term investors and not as activists.
That's Henry Hardeveldt with Atmosphere Research, a travel industry research company. The hedge funds want six new people on United's board, including Gordon Bethune, the old Continental CEO. Basically, they want to take over. United says, hold on, we're making progress.
More of its flights run on time. They've announced a series of investments to improve their airplanes and make their passenger experiences better. They've unveiled a new website.
Michael E. Levine is a professor at NYU Law. He says turning around an airline company is like turning around a ship.
A lot of people from outside the industry keep coming in and assume that the airline managements must be a bunch of doofuses because they just don't seem to be able to get it right. And then they discover how hard it is to get right.
But he says United's problems run deep and go far back. Shareholders will decide who wins the battle for control over United at the company's shareholder meeting in June. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.